You have your Bible tonight, man. You want to turn with us? Book of Luke, chapter number 8. If you want to stand with and honor the reading of God's Word, I want to begin tonight on verse 43. Luke chapter 8, in verse 43. And the Bible says, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any." I want you to notice that. "Came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied Peter, and they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' And Jesus said, 'Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.'" I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought tonight: the healing touch. The healing touch. As we look at this in the Word of God here, and as Luke, and we know that Luke is a physician, and he's writing it in the aspect of a physician. His whole book is written in a view of a physician. And he writes here in verse 45, and he says this of the Lord Jesus Christ. He asked this question: "Who touched me?" Amen. Who touched me? I want to say tonight, praise God, that there's a healing touch in touching the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now you can see there, we can see here, you can see here, we all can see here that these various touches from the aspect of the text we see that was going on here. They said they was in the throng and in the press. So they was a multitude, you can see, in a busy market of the time. People were pushing and shoving, and some were trying to get closer to Jesus and trying to hear what he might say and look and see what he might look like and where he might go and this, that, and the other. We see the different aspects of this Lord Jesus, and we see this throng that's around him. Now some were there that they might touch him out of respect. They knew who he was. They heard what he was. They heard what he was doing. Some of them believed that he was the Messiah of God, that had come to do the work of God. He would come as that promise. Praise God, had been handed down through the prophets of old. They believed that, and they come with respect. They come wanting to touch him out of respect, to lay hands on him out of respect, so that they might just say that I touched Jesus. Amen. Now there was others that come probably in unbelief. They said, "Well, I've heard all this stuff about him, and I just want to see for myself." I pray God, you know what I think? I think it'd be good today, Brother Jeff, if we could get some folks around us, maybe people we work with, people we know, people out in the supermarket, if they could just get curious about who Jesus is and just want to believe for themselves. Now there are unbelievers, they don't believe, probably don't believe nothing, they say they don't, but wouldn't it be nice just get unbelievers just to come down to see who Jesus was. It'll just darken these doors just one time, praise God, for the glory of God, and they might just come to see who Jesus was. So there was some that come out of respect, some that come out of unbelief, but there was some just come to criticize. They were living in a world, a critical world today. Everywhere you look, people are wanting to criticize and put down. They want to put down families. They want to put down different individuals. They want to put down the home. They want to put down the churches. They want to put down their community. A lot of people just come because they like to criticize. Amen. And they like to be with other people that like to criticize too. Amen. And then there was another crowd probably that just come out of indifference. Amen. They were just going with the flow. There was a man called Jesus was going through the community. They was folks that was a piling out there. And praise God, out of indifference, they said, "Well, praise God, we'll just go too." Amen. They just fell in with the flow. They began to go the way that the crowd was going. Praise God. But I want to say that they was one that desire to earnest touch of Jesus. Praise God. They come with a desire in her heart. Glory. Hallelujah. This dear lady had had trouble for a while, for 12 years. Amen. Praise God. She had had an issue. She had had problems. She had went everywhere she could to try to get some help. And nobody could help her. She had spent everything that she had. Every penny she had, all her savings was spent, all her finances was spent, all her substance was gone, trying just to be well, just to feel good, just to feel good about herself, to come to a place, praise God, where she could just go out and say everything's going to be all right. Isn't it a good thing when you come to a place in your life where you can just look up the glory and say, hey, praise His holy name, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Can you imagine that dear lady, 12 years of being beat down, 12 years of going from physician to physician. Amen. Spent all her money upon not just one, but physicians. Lots of them. Lots of opinions. Amen. Isn't it amazing how everybody's got an opinion? Amen. Everybody has an opinion. You can go ask 15 different people, 15 the same question. If you have 15 different opinions, amen. Every one of them, all these physicians had their own opinion, but said neither could be healed of any. Said there is none of them that give her anything that would help her. Amen. Praise God. But she pressed her way to Him. She heard somewhere that there's a man called Jesus, and said, if you could get to Jesus, maybe a friend, maybe a relative, maybe she heard as they was going by. They said, hey, listen, if you could just get to Jesus, praise God, He's helping people. He's a healing people. He's casting out demons out of people. He's making people that were sick well. Amen. Said these people that can't get up, praise God. These people that's confined to a bed, and Jesus Christ come along, praise God, and they're jumping up, taking up their bed, and going to the house, leaping and jumping and crying and shouting and praising God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I would to God, youngins, that we could get excited one more time about what God Almighty, through Jesus Christ the Savior and the Holy Spirit of God, is able to do. Even in these last days we live, they still a God in glory, and they still a Son set at the right hand, and they still a Holy Spirit that's a moving, praise God, in this land. Amen. We may not like it. We may not want it. But praise God, it's still here. It's here to be had. This dear lady, praise God, she had went through a lot. Praise God that she began to press her way toward Jesus. Amen. She began to work her way to that crowd. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. She had, hell, listen, I want you to think about this, dear lady. I got to think about this morning. I about had me a spell. This lady had done God a thought in her mind. Holy Ghost of God done touching her heart and said, listen, lady, if you'll just get to Jesus, I pray God you just touch the hem of His garment. Hey, something marvelous could happen to you if you could just do that. And I believe, praise God, she come out of there. She said, you know what? I'm going to give it a chance. I'm going to just count it on faith. I'm just going to do that. Praise God. I'm going to go get to Him no matter what it takes. The crowd was there. Maybe the crowd kind of stopped her. Hey, lady, listen, lady, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? But praise God, she didn't let that stop her. Listen, the world may say, listen, what do you think you're doing? Why do you get up every morning on Sunday? Why do you go on Wednesday night? Why do you go down to the church house? What do you think you're doing? Praise God, hey, listen, just lift up your head, look up, and say, praise God, I'm going to go meet with my Savior. I'm going to go talk to Jesus. I'm going to go get filled, praise God, to overflowing so I can press on for His glory. Amen. Amen. A little old lady, praise God, she had a determination in her heart. Something the crowd might try to stop her. But as she gathered up to that crowd, got to where that crowd was, she would just begin to press through. Listen, there comes times in our Christian life, youngins, that we just have to press through. Amen. Hey, listen, nobody's ever said it'd be easy. Amen. Hey, it won't, but I'm telling you what tonight, on the authority of this blessed old book, if we'll stay with the Lord and trust in Jesus Christ with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength,
depth. I said our mind, our soul, and our strength. Jesus Christ, praise God, will be there for us. He'll call us unto Him, and all that He calls unto Him, He's lost nothing. Amen. I believe there was a calling on the heart. I believe this little old lady, praise God, she had had about all of this old world. She had about had all of this old, the physicians. She had about had all the help of this world she could stand. She had done paid the cost, and she'd spent everything that she had. And she began to go up there and get up in that crowd. And she said, you know what? I praise God, I ain't going to take no for an answer. I'm going to press through this crowd, praise God. And now listen, there was no doubt that maybe she was in a weakened state. No doubt with after being in a sickness for 12 years. She may not have been the strongest person in the world. She may have been in a state of weakness in this physical flesh. Sometimes we get in a state of weakness in this physical flesh that we live in. But praise God, we can harness that. That's on the inside of us. I believe what she had to do, praise God, she may have had to harness that inward strength in her. Praise God, just to press on just a little bit further. I believe she got to looking ahead, and she got to looking for Jesus. And she got, well, glory, somebody jump up and shout. He said, praise God, I believe she got to looking through that crowd as she moved through there just a little this way and a little that way. And Brother Jeff, every now and then, she'd get a peek of him. She'd just, oh, glory. She'd get just a little glimpse of her Savior. And once she'd go to, and hey, something down inside her would build up. Glory, hallelujah. And he'd help her go just a little bit further. Listen, young, I'm telling you what, if you'll keep pressing on toward him, every now and then you'll get a peek of him, you'll get a glimpse of him, and it'll encourage your heart. Amen. Amen. Blake's enjoying this. Amen. Amen. He's smiling ear to ear. Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. She gets to seeing a little here and a little there. Trump thought it. The old devil come up to her, punched her, said, won't you just give up? You ain't ever going to get to him. He's way up there. Huh? Devil ever do you that way? Huh? So you can't get to him? He's way up there. And you're way, who do you think you are? Oh, glory. My God. About that time, Jesus slowed around and took a little step. Praise God, and she got a peek coming. She said, I think I'll go just a little further. Amen. Amen. Her strength. Amen, praise God, was there. It might have been in her. Amen. But it was in Him. See, we don't run on our strength. We don't run in our power, but we run in His. And boy, every time we see just a little aspect, a little glow of that light of Jesus Christ, praise God, it gives us that strength. It gives us that fortitude from the inside out to help us take one more step. Praise God, Jesus said, if you'll come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Praise God. If I just get just a little bit closer, maybe I get right up there, I'll stop and rest a minute. If I get just right up there, I'll get a little, that much closer to Him. If I can get there, I'll stop and I'll rest. I'll catch my breath. I'll think about this a minute. I pray God, I'll gather my wits just to see if it's worth it. And when she gets about a little further and she stops to catch her breath, and she's being pushed and shoved around by the world, by the demons of hell, trying to stop her progress. I pray God, she says, you know what? I think it's going to be all right. Glory, hallelujah. And about that time, she looks up and she sees the Savior. Amen. Amen. So I'll go a little bit farther. Amen. You know what tonight, youngins, that's all Jesus asks of us. One day at a time, one moment, one hour, one second a day, just a little at a time. Just go a little farther with Jesus. And I'll tell you what Jesus don't want us to do. He don't want us to stop. He don't want us to turn around because there's nothing to go back to. Jesus is always ahead. Amen. He's always forging the way. So that little old lady, boy, she keeps a pressing on. I mean, she makes it to the very end of her strength. Praise God, she keeps pressing closer and closer. Keeps seeing glimpses of Him. Keeps getting encouraged, praise God, for the Lord Himself. Amen. Praise God. And she finally gets up there close enough. And she takes every ounce of strength and fiber of her being, and she pushes through that crowd. And she sees Jesus there in front of her. And I got to thinking about this. Now, the rabbis, they would have on the robes, and they'd have on the thing around the bottom, and they'd have a tassel that went down the bottom. Amen. That would hang down just to the ground. And I can see her as she focuses her eyes on that. And she follows that through that crowd. And she's watching it. Amen. And she was way back here. And there was a whole lot of obstacles in front of her. But you know what? She focused on that. She focused on that rabbit. She focused on that tassel. She focused on the Savior. Amen. And she kept working towards that. Next thing she knows, she stepped over from behind somebody, and there he was. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Just stepped out, and all of a sudden, there he is. Have that ever happened to you? Amen. You looked at him, you served him, you followed him, you looked for him, praise God. You thought, where's he at? And all of a sudden, praise God, there he is. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Real and in person. He said, preacher, you never met Jesus real in person. I beg your pardon. Praise God. I met him just as real as you can meet him this side of eternity. Amen. Praise God. Real and in person. Praise God. And the Bible said in an act of faith, in an act of faith, she reaches out and touches him. Amen. Touches that tassel on his robe. Just a tassel. Amen. And Jesus stopped. Can you imagine that? When Jesus was just moving along, and all of a sudden he just stopped. That crowd went, urch! Amen. Say, whoa, hold on a minute. He stopped. And then he asked a question. Glory, hallelujah. He asked a question. He said, who touched me? And they're like, I didn't touch him. Oh, you, no. And Peter says, Lord, these people are thronging you. Amen. All these people said, and you ask who touched you? And now watch what Jesus says. Now remember, he stopped. And he said, who touched me? He said, somebody touched me. He says, because I perceive that virtue went out of me. So here was a little old lady. A little old lady, 12 years in affliction. 12 years in a weakened state. 12 years in despair. 12 years in discouragement. 12 years in anxiety. Nobody could help her. But somebody said, if you'll get to Jesus. And through faith, she pushed her way through. When she felt like she couldn't go another step, she forced herself, she pushed herself just a little bit further. In faith, she said, if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just touch him, Brother Kevin. Finally, she presses through and she touches him. And the Bible says, Jesus said, who touched me? He said, somebody touched me. He says, because I perceive that virtue, power, went out of me. Now wait a minute. Power, when power goes out of something, it has to be transferred to something else. That's what power does. Wow. He said, power went out of me. And then she says this. She knows that she can't be healed. Verse 47, she said, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Amen. She come to him. She said, hey, listen, he knows. Amen. that. Glory be to God. Jesus knows, praise God, the one that pushes through. Jesus knows the one that won't give up. Jesus knows the one that'll work his way up and push her way up till they get closer to him, because that's what the Bible tells us to do. That's what Jesus directs us to do. That's what Jesus promised to help us to do. He knows the ones that want to touch him. He knows the one that wants to be close, because he wants us to be close to him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. She said, in front of that whole crowd, she said, you know what? I don't care. I don't care what they think. She falls down from. She said, Lord, it's me. Amen. She said, I come forward, praise God, because I was sick. I had a disease for 12 years that wouldn't be stopped. I spent everything I had. I looked everywhere I could look, and there was no answers. But Lord Jesus, I come unto thee today, praise God, and I knew if I could just touch the hem of your garment.
Amen.
And she said, Lord, I could just say, boy, as she begins to just radiate,
amen,
illuminate Christ. And she said, Lord, I was right. Amen. She said, when I got to you, when I touched the hem of your garment, when I touched the tassel on your robe, something got a hold of me. Amen. Suddenly, immediately, forthwith, a nun, right now, praise God, I was healed. Amen. She says, Lord, what you felt, leave. I was able to receive. Amen. Praise God. By faith, she come to the Lord. Let me tell you something tonight, youngins. The only way we're going to get anything from the Lord today is come by faith, believing. I mean, if we ask anything, believing, anything in his name, believing, we shall have it. Amen. The only reason we don't have it, James said, because we ask to consume it upon our own lust instead of for God's glory. But praise God, if we ask God, believing for his glory, God can take a situation and turn it around for his glory. Amen. She said, whenever I touched you, Lord, I perceived that. She said, right then, she said, how she was healed immediately. Praise God. That touch of faith. That touch for faith, that touch for healing of this dear woman. That touch is still the same today. The touch of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, touching him as he touches you. Amen. You know, just notice something, how he recognized a touch from the crowd. Amen. He knew that touch from the crowd, praise God. They was all around, they was thronging him everywhere. People was jostling, they was pushing, they was touching him. Amen. Every one of them, but none of them affect them like this woman did. Like this dear lady did, praise God. Amen. And it got his attention. Do you realize when we come in true faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, it gets his attention?
Amen.
Let me just say this. The Lord knows, Brother Jeff, when we're serious and when we're not. Amen. He knows if we're serious. If we got down there and just praying, popping our blow gum, and spalking from our head. He knows. But he said, when we come, we talk from our heart. He knows that also. Amen. It got his attention, and he inquired of her. Praise God. And he addresses her personally. Amen. Jesus said, verse 48, he said unto her, daughter. Amen. He addressed her personally. He said, daughter. Amen. He stopped. He inquired of her. He addressed her in a personal way. I believe he does that for me and you. Amen. When we come to him in faith, believe, we come to him, talk to him. Sometimes you don't need just go with a wish list. Sometimes we need just go to the Lord in faith and say, Lord Jesus, I love you and I thank you for loving me. Amen. Well, you talk about a closeness. Amen. You talk about a relationship. When you get to just tell Jesus how much you love him. Just thank him, praise him for how good he is, what he's done, what he's doing, what he's going to do, the promises he's made. And boy, we get excited about that. I'm talking about a healing touch. It makes a difference in our lives. So he inquired of her. He talked. He mentioned her personally. Praise God. And then he begins to comfort. The Bible said, he said, be of good comfort. Not only did he talk to a person, did choir ever talk to a person, he said, hey, listen. He said, be of good comfort. He said, it's okay. I mean, nothing to fret over, praise God. You didn't do nothing wrong. Praise God. Be comforted. Amen. Hey, let me just tell you, everything's going to be okay. Boy, when that comes from Jesus. Amen. The darkness is overshadowing you. The clouds is rolling in. The storms, the lightnings are striking all around you. But Jesus says in a still small voice, it's all right. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You just look up to heaven, praise the Lord, as the lightnings are striking, thunders are rolling. Pray God, just say, glory, hallelujah. God Almighty is in control. Amen. He began to comfort her. Then he began to commend her on her faith. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. He commends us on her. I wonder how Jesus, does he ever recognize your faith because of true faithfulness? Amen. Will you come to him in faith? She come to him in faith. Amen. She was in a bad condition, kind of like us when we were lost. Without God. We was over on the other side. We was playing over in the devil's field. And the Holy Ghost, God got a hold of her heart, praise God. A conviction of our sin brought us over to the other side. Amen. Amen. We come over in faith, believing in Him. And praise God. We committed to Him by faith. Praise God. And He'll commend our faith. Why? By putting His arms around us and drawing to Himself and letting us know how much He loves us. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he commended her on her faith. And then he sent her away in peace. Amen. He says, he said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Amen. I like this part because he said, just go ahead and go to the house. He said, there's nothing lacking between me and thee. Amen. He said, just go ahead and go to house. Praise God. Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, come, just be comforted. Praise God. Your faith got you here. Praise God. And the faith will get you there. Just go in peace. Hey, praise God. Everything's all right with you. Everything's all right with me. You trust in me. I love on you. Praise God. Everything's going to be okay. That sounds like God I serve. Amen. Praise God. The way of healing. The heal and touch, praise God, of God. When you come looking for Him, you come inside. When you don't give up, when you don't quit. Sometimes we get in situations and our flesh gets weak. I mean, we get puny. We get sickly. Things hit us all of a sudden. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, sometimes serious stuff. And we can't deal with it. And then you start think, well, you know, I'm going to have to go to the doctor for this one. No, I'm just going to suck it up. We say, you know what? This is serious. Amen. I'm going to have to go over to that doctor over on the corner, and I'm going to have to see if he can help me. But you know what we do? What we need to do for that? We need to go to Dr. Jesus. Amen. Need to go to Dr. Jesus and say, Lord, this old body that you created, it's breaking up. Amen. Kind of like one of them space movies. Lord, it's breaking up. And we need some help. I need some help. Lord, I'm going to go over here because you put these people here for this. And Lord, when I get over here to this physician, I need the great physician to be his physician. I need you, Lord, to touch him so he can touch me. Lord, I know you put him here on purpose. And God, I need you to lay hands on him so he can look at me. Amen. And so he can tell what's wrong with me. And Lord, so that you can help him fix me. Amen. And that's faith. That's not faith in the doctor. That's faith in the Savior. That's faith in the Lord. I don't know how many times I've got down and I said, Lord, you know, I need some help here. Things just went south in a hurry. And, you know, I've just said, Lord, ain't nobody help me but you. And, Lord, I need you. Not, you know what I did? I just pressed forward just a little bit closer. And I reached out and I touched the hem of your garment. You know, you've reached out and you just touched the hem of your garment. Press through the crowd. Press through the obstacles. Press just a little further. Press through the weakness. Just touch the hem of his garment. I mean, until we go out of here, youngins, till we take our last breath and we're gone. We need to keep pressing through, keep pressing through the crowd, keep pressing through for strength. Keep pressing through to touch Him, to touch His God, so that He can touch us. Praise God. So that we can receive His virtue, so His strength can be poured out on us. Jesus said, I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That strength she come a looking for, she found it when she touched Jesus. Listen, youngins, we ought to press on in this old world till we get to where we can touch Jesus. He said, preacher, we can't touch Him till we get to this side. Praise God, press on. Amen. Press on till one day we bow at His feet. Praise God, touch Him on His nail-scarred feet. Praise God, I tell you what power, what glory we'll receive. Amen. Praise God. A healing touch, it can still be had today. Because the same Jesus that healed this woman when she went looking for Him is the same Jesus that'll heal us if we'll go looking for Him. Amen. To touch His garment, to touch Jesus, to be touched by Jesus. Amen. That He has stopped, recognize us. Amen. And comfort us and tell us to go with His peace. Because you and Him are all right. Bless His holy name. That's the God we serve today. That's the God that we can get near. That's the God that will draw near to us when we draw nigh to Him. In other words, I believe He'll meet us on the way. Praise God. And He'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant.